On Midwest Week, sports betting in Iowa 5 months after it became available. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Rob Connolly, reporter for the Quad City Times and Dispatch Argus. So, Rob, remind us, what sporting events are we allowed to bet on in Iowa right now?
So it's a lot of the big things like NFL, NBA, college basketball, college football, but, you know, they also allow bets on NHL, things like that. So it's a pretty wide pool. You could have bet on the WNBA during their season. And, you know, if you want to bet on it, I'm sure Vegas will find a way to make it happen.
So you can do that here in the Quad City, or at least in Iowa now.
Yeah, so they've got a sports lounge at Isle of Capri in Bettendorf, which is kind of your more traditional. They've got a series of flat screen televisions in the corner, and it's kind of the big board that you think of when you think of like movies that show sports betting. And they've got a number of smaller tables, high top tables. And then at Rhythm City in Davenport, they have a kind of restaurant area with the sports book in the front, so you can place your bets there, and then, you know, kind of have you know, food, drinks, things like that. And they have a number of different chairs. They've got some comfy chairs where I met some people reporting on the story, and so those are the two options right now, at least locally.
So what about the restrictions? For example, I'm an Illinois resident. Can I bet in Iowa?
So the way that they set up the law is you have to come into the casino, and both casinos have it set up differently, but you can come in and you show proof of ID. They kind of get down your information, make sure that you're 21, and make sure that you're, you know, who you say you are. And then at that point, you can register to download the phone app to place bets. It has geolocating on it. So, you know, if you're trying to get a last minute bet and you're on the Iowa side of the Centennial Bridge, it might be a bit dicey, but hey, you might be able to get that nice line play in. So generally speaking, as long as you're within the state of Iowa, you should be able to. Now, you know, as a lot of other things, such as buying things online, sometimes you just want that in-person experience. So some of the people I talked to for the story, they don't come in every day to bet in person, but they do kind of like that human interaction. And, and so you have those two different options.
Okay, now do I have to register at each casino separately? I can't, you know, register at Isle and then go bet in Waterloo or something like that?
So it's similar to a lot of other things where everyone has their own phone application that you have to download. Okay. So the two casinos in Davenport and Bettendorf have different sports books set up, so they have different applications and things like that. But you know, it's kind of whatever the individual person wants to set up.
And you can do this by telephone too, right?
Well, actually, you have to come into the facility and register and, you know, prove that you are who you say you are.
But once you've done that, then I could be driving on I-80 toward Iowa City and bet on anything, right?
Yeah, if you feel really good about the Hawkeyes and you're on the road and it's early and you want to get that wager in before kickoff, go for it.
Okay. How about money? Does it seem like sports betting is going to make some money for the casinos and for the state?
So sports wagering is kind of one of those things where traditionally you think of table games and sports betting as, you know, these things that draw in a lot of people, but traditionally they're kind of they don't make as much money for casinos and revenue as much as like slot machines, say. But there is kind of that you're bringing people in. It's newer. You don't have to hop on a plane to go somewhere else, and so you're having a lot of the ancillary benefits of like food, drink, gas. But there is, you know, some money coming in from it. It's not you know, we're only a couple months in, so we're kind of gonna see what this market's like probably in a couple months. You know, it started with NFL season, which is the big one, but March Madness is quickly approaching, and
Super Bowl coming up not too long.
Yeah, you've got the college football bowl season, which is I think in 2 or 3 weeks. So you're kind of going to have some ebbs and flows. You know, NBA finals in the summer, golf like the Masters, things like that.
How about the people you talk to? I mean, not so much names and everything, but who are they?
So the one man I talked to had kind of had his University of Florida fandom, taken down a couple notches with some bad years, and just came out one night to try it out. Has become a fan of some of the specials at Rhythm City in Davenport, and then you have all these screens. And hey, while I'm here, why don't we, you know, place a wager, because we're gonna be here for 30 minutes, an hour, if you're in a particularly comfy chair, maybe 2 hours. And so they had kind of viewed it as an entertainment option, because they have pretty good paying jobs. One of the men is a CDL, you know, commercial truck driver. So he's on the road quite a bit. But then, hey, why don't I, you know, on one of my nights off, just go up here, maybe bet two games, stay and watch the majority of it, see if I can make some money. And he actually prefers the in-person, because he doesn't like betting through a phone, because he's kind of that traditional
old school.
Yeah, where he kind of likes to see the flow of the game and, hey, did I make the right call, or are they kind of sluggish, or, you know, kind of the normal sports watching environment. And when I was at Rhythm City, I went on a Monday night. But there was a group of like 12 to 15 people who were kind of joking with each other and kind of had a nice rapport of kind of the regulars. Mm-hmm. And it's not like they were all wagering, you know, thousands of dollars. It was like, you know, 20 or 30 bucks here and there, which if you are buying dinner and drinks, I mean, it might be a free night if you win your wager, or maybe it might be kind of a little bit more pricey night than what you had bargained for.
Well, it's a little different from taking that $20 and putting it in the slot machine, or, you know, at the craps table or something like that.
Yeah, it's a bit more of a slow trickle, I guess, whereas the slot machine, it could be over in about a minute, whereas at least you can get some excitement. And if you, you know, want to double down on your wager, you can put some money on the other team because you got it wrong at the start. But, you know, sometimes people just decide to ride it out. I know, you know, from what I recall, both, you know, two of the men I talked to, they didn't stay for the whole game. At a certain point, they felt pretty comfortable, and the Ravens did win pretty comfortably that night. So it's not like they were there for 4 or 5 hours. I think they were only there for maybe 2 or 3 hours, but just a neighborhood restaurant kind of type feel. It's just, it's a whole different animal than that.
Now, it took Iowa a lot of years to pass riverboat gambling for the first time, and yet this got passed really quickly. Why is that, do you think?
Well, there was a U.S. Supreme Court decision that kind of opened the floodgates for sports betting. And I think at that moment, it kind of became a, we don't want to be last. And so Iowa moved relatively quickly. Maybe it's just fair to say quickly, and had it up and going, I think, before both football and college football kicked off August 15th. And I believe on December 19th, there's some hope that there's going to be some applications for Illinois. But, you know, when the bar slot machines came online at Illinois, the bill passed, and then 3 years later they were installed. And so I don't think it's going to be anything that long, because the whole idea is that you're able to get more tax revenue and things like that for the state. And the longer this drags out, the more, you know, state budget issues in Illinois, which we've been talking about for at least a decade, if not more. And, you know, you should probably get it online before the Super Bowl. But if you're starting to send out applications on December 19th, figure 30 days. I mean,
they might make it.
Yeah. Maybe March Madness is more realistic, but you definitely don't want to miss both of those.